Doctors in Britain, Italy, and Spain have been warned to look out for a rare inflammatory condition in children. The condition is possibly linked to the new coronavirus. Earlier this week, Britain's Pediatric Intensive Care Society sent a notice to the country's doctors. It said that in the past 3 weeks, there has been an increase in the number of children with a multisystem inflammatory state requiring intensive care. The group said there was growing concern that the condition is related to COVID-19, the disease caused by the virus. However, the group also suggested a different, unidentified disease might be responsible. Russell Viner is the president of the Royal College of Pediatrics and Child Health. He told the Associated Press, "We already know that a very small number of children can become severely ill with COVID-19, but this is very rare." Viner added that the condition was likely caused by an overreaction of the body's natural defenses or immune system. And he noted similar symptoms had been seen in some adults infected with the coronavirus. The cases were also reported to have qualities similar to a rare blood vessel disorder known as Kawasaki disease. Symptoms of Kawasaki disease include a high body temperature that lasts for 5 days or more. They also include skin conditions and swollen parts of the neck. Only some of the children tested positive for COVID-19. So scientists are unsure if these rare symptoms are caused by the new coronavirus or by something else. Health officials estimate there have been about 10 to 20 such cases in Britain, and NHS England said it is urgently investigating the reports. Viner said that doctors were considering other possible causes for the syndrome, including other viruses or new medicines, but they are treating the cases as if they are COVID-related. Spain's Association of Pediatrics recently made a similar warning. It told doctors that in recent weeks, there had been a number of school-age children suffering from unusual stomach pain along with other stomach issues. These issues could lead within hours to shock, low blood pressure, and heart problems, the group noted. The group urged doctors to recognize the symptoms and send these patients to a hospital. In Italy, Angelo Ravelli of Gaslini Hospital and a member of the Italian Pediatrics Society sent a note to 10,000 medical experts raising his concerns. Ravelli and his team reported an unusual increase in the number of patients with Kawasaki disease in parts of Italy hit hard by the coronavirus. He noted some children had COVID-19 or had contacts with confirmed virus cases. These children do not respond to traditional treatment, he said, adding that some were given a large amount of the drug known as steroids. James Gill is with Warwick Medical School. He said while the reports were concerning, there is still no hard evidence that the rare syndrome was caused by COVID-19. Regardless of source, multisystem inflammatory diseases are serious for children and intensive care teams, so keeping an extra eye out for new symptoms arising in patients we see is always a good thing, he said. Some possible cases have also been reported in France and Belgium. To date, children have been among the least affected group by the coronavirus. Data from more than 75,000 cases in China showed they represented 2.4% of all cases and mostly suffered only mild symptoms. The World Health Organization said it was attempting to gather more information on any new coronavirus-related syndrome in children. But it had not received any official reports about one so far. I'm Pete Mustoe.